If you're around Berkeley and the local butcher shops, Cedar and Shattuck, the ground turkey's on sale, 10% off, so everyone can make turkey chili. They have smoked turkey parts to add to your chili for a nice smoky flavor. It goes good today. And I love all the tweets and the rainy day around the Bay Area, and you guys need it. I hope it keeps raining for about the next 3 weeks. All right, let's go over to Beer Can, and we have the answer to the trivia question and the winner as well. So go ahead.
Yes, our question is, which San Francisco Giants rookie had the highest full season batting average? And the answer is Orlando Cepeda. He hit .312 in 1958. Our winner is Paul Venegas in San Jose. Back to you, Marty.
All right. Thank you so much. And we have a birthday today, Delia Athey, Delia's Desserts. Happy birthday to you, Delia, one of the good baseball fans, and she made me a great cake on my birthday. All right. It's time. I don't even know it's time to look through the window of baseball, but we're going to talk baseball with one, our favorite guys going to be with us all season long for Marvin Windows and Truett and White, and that is the great Bruce Jenkins. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we are looking through a window here, so I guess we're going to call it the window of baseball until
That's
further
right.
notice.
The plexiglass window, the Marvin window. I better make sure it's a Marvin window.
Yes, of course.
Hey, great to see you here, and for you and me, it's always a pleasure just to sit back and watch some games. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, it is great. I mean, a little bit of rain yesterday, but it's basically been really nice down here, seeing some of the different parks, different clubs, and of course, you know, the Giants are under the microscope, and it's this is my favorite time of spring. I kind of need to have games in front of me. I don't want the first week, but later on, maybe you're getting ready for the season to start. But this week, this first week, everything seems fresh. You're getting your first look at the guys, and I've always found it really exciting.
And it's also the Michael Zegaris birthday party at the Italian Grotto, which is an event you never miss.
I was there. it always takes place here, obviously, in the first week, too, and it always coincides with my stay, so you can't ever miss it when they're honoring Zegaris for anything.
The Z-Man, one of the great photographers, sports photographers of all time. We have him in the Bay Area. All right, let's talk Giants a little bit. What's your general take on the ball club? They didn't win last year. A different attitude. How do you see them so far?
Well, usually, you know, when teams come off a disappointing year, they return a lot of the same guys, which they're doing. I think there's a little more hunger involved, a little more points to prove. And, you know, these guys are winners. You know, they're established. They've got it in them. And I really like the team, you know, barring injury. I really don't have a problem with any of the starting eight guys. I really don't. If they all play... they don't have to have career years, but put up the kind of numbers that they're expected to. And the rotation holds up. Again, if Hudson goes today, Lincecum and Vogelsong can hold up their end. I like the bullpen. I really do like the team. I definitely see them in it. I don't think the Dodgers are that terribly fearsome. And so it shapes up as a classic Dodger-Giant rivalry throughout the year, and I definitely think the Giants will be in it.
Yeah, and these guys here today, the Diamondbacks, I mean, you look at the lineup, Trumbo is in here, Goldschmidt is in here, no Aaron Hill today, but Gregorius and Parra and Montero and Pollock, and these are the names, Eric Chavez. There's something about today's game, and I realize, look, it's March 2nd. You know, we've got, 4 weeks? 4 weeks and a day until the season starts. A million things can happen. I just tell you, I've been to spring training, you know, my whole life. There's just something about this spring training. I'm looking forward to these games.
Well, absolutely. You know, these two teams are going to have some great games. I mean, between Trumbo, Goldschmidt, Pence, and Morse, you could have, you know, bombs away. You could have a real old-fashioned slugfest, which you don't associate with the modern-day Giants. But I think that element, the raw power that these two teams have, is going to be a really fun feature of the rivalry between them. And but yeah, I'm with you. I people say these games don't mean anything; they're not even looking at them. But I'm kind of riveted to the action, actually.
Oh, you and I sat there for Morse's first two at-bats. How about that? Watching Morse and Josh Reddick. You know, you and I have watched a lot of games together. How about that game?
Yeah, the great thing about that, and I do like to join you down there right behind the plate, is that you really got a sense that that he didn't get all of those balls.
Right.
You knew quite clearly that they were kind of fly balls off his bat. Meanwhile, they're going out of the yard. Reddick brought them back miraculously, but they were leaving the yard, and it's a real natural power stroke for him. He can deadpool you also, but he goes to right field really, really well, and it's a good sign for a guy who had a wrist injury. for him to come out looking all hang loose and ready to go.
Yeah, you and I talked again. And we, as you know, Bruce and I enjoy our week together down here in spring training. Bruce goes all over the Cactus League. I know he's always out of Glendale. He's over at Phoenix to see the A's as well. But you wrote a little bit about this new rule on the collisions at home plate. And I know you've talked to people about it. You want to just summarize a little bit of your thoughts on it?
Well, the first thing to know is that they're going to eliminate the really vicious and unnecessary hits where a guy goes out of his way to try to dislodge the ball, goes way out of his way to crush a guy. And you're going to eliminate the catcher who doesn't have the ball blocking the runner's path, which has never been legal but not always enforced. So those really bad ones, I think, are going to be out the window, which is great. But the runners are now endangered in a way that I'm wondering if they've thought it all out. The catchers, they're golden now. I mean, they're not going to get blown up with a few exceptions. But if you're coming down the line, third to home, with a full head of steam, and it looks for all the world like you're going to be able to slide, you'll have a lane, and then all of a sudden the catcher has the ball, and he's still allowed to block the plate. So now what do you do? And Eric Burns had the best take on this. He goes, going back to his football days, the worst injuries you have are from indecision. You know, it's not fit. When you're going all out and 100% adrenaline, but it's indecision, slowing up, something that's unexpected, it changes your instinctual thought process. That's when you get hurt. And if you've got a guy who's looking to slide and all of a sudden needs to maybe steamroll the catcher, and yet they've put language into this thing where lowering the shoulder and or even putting your arms out is not particularly encouraged. So, yeah. I mean, what do you do? I mean, Burns is outraged. He can barely contain himself. And I talked to Bob Melvin and Flannery, and they both said the same thing. And Mike Matheny is aware of this, too. I mean, you've got a little bit of gray area where a runner doesn't quite know what he's supposed to do. Yeah. And if he changes his slide or his tactic at the very last second, it could get himself hurt.
I think he just has to use baseball instinct. I tell you that, and again, a runner will use baseball instinct coming around. All of a sudden, the catcher's got the ball, and he's got to adjust. He's not going to slide. He's going to go into the catcher. You just can't go in head high. You can't go in elbow high. You can certainly go in shoulder with a lead shoulder. You're not going to lead with your face, you know, into the guy's chest protector. So it's what it looks like. If it looks like a baseball play,
that's right,
it's going to be okay.
Whatever they say about lowering the shoulder, the first time a guy does that, but to protect himself. Now, he's not trying to hurt the guy. That's the way you have to go in.
Yeah.
They're going to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Boy, interesting. You know, being down here in the Cactus League, it grows and grows every year. Isn't this something? Look at it, Bruce, you describe it today. I mean, the fans are almost filled up, and the fans out on the berm out here.
This is really really taking over as the most happening league in the bigs. I did a lot of years in Florida, and you really had to go down there to catch all the teams. You know, the Dodgers were there, and a lot of them still are, but so many teams have moved out here. There's teams sharing complexes. It always seems like there's a new stadium. You know, I haven't seen the Mesa Park yet.
Oh, yeah, I was out there yesterday.
Yeah, but, you know, there's it seems like every year there's something new to look at, and it's tremendous.
Yeah, where do you go to the Mesa Park? There's touches of Wrigley.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, they put the clock out there. They've got the berm all the way around and a slope like the bleachers.
Oh, that's great.
And they really have gone out of their way to do it. All right, when are you going back home?
I'm going back on Tuesday.
So you'll be here today and tomorrow, hopefully somewhere tomorrow.
Today's game will probably dictate it. I'm responsible for the A's a little bit, too. They're playing the Dodgers tomorrow.
Oh, very
that
good.
That sounds like a good one, but I think Lincecum's going to go here.
All right.
I'm not sure who's going tomorrow. But
all right.
We'll see.
All right. As always, thanks so much, and great to see you, Bruce.
You bet,
Looking
Marty,
forward
thanks.
To the season with you.